Amen. That's what I want to be. I want to be nearer my God to thee. Amen. Every single day of our lives, we ought to be striving to be closer and closer to the Master. Amen. Every day. And I tell you, if you'll just read your Bible and pray, friend, you'll be amazed at what God does for you. This is going to be part number four of the message. We're finishing up today on the sermon. God's Word is precious.
1 Samuel chapter number 3, verse number 1. Chapter number 3, verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And notice this section right here. We might want to underline this in your Bible. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
At this time, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. This will be part number 4 of the message we've been preaching on the Word of God is precious.
We've seen how that the Word of God's precious because it came from God. We've seen how that the Word of God's precious because of its contents. We saw how the Word of God's precious because of its promises. But let me give you this thought. What about its concern? You ever thought about why it was written? Why was the Word of God developed? Why did the orator put it the way that he did? Can I tell you, the Word of God wasn't written for God. It was written for you. It wasn't written because God needed to know. No, it was written so that we would know. So, about its concern, think about it. I believe that the reason for its development was because there was some concern. The Bible spoke over in Matthew chapter number 1. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. There was some concern there. God saw man in his condition. God saw man in his sin. God saw man. Amen. So what did God do? God sent us a gift. The greatest gift that he could ever send. I'm going to ask you this morning. You say, what concern are you talking about? The concern of your lost condition. The whole reason why that the Word of God was placed in our lives and in our laps was not just to read it and enjoy it. The whole reason why that you've got a copy of the Word of God this morning, you ought to cherish it, because there's places in the world that don't have a copy of the Word of God. But the whole reason why that you're holding it this morning is because God was concerned about you, and God wants you to know about His Son and what Christ did for you at a place called Calvary. What purpose would there be to develop 66 books and not mention the greatest gift that there ever has been given? But it seems like from the very opening of the statements of the Word of God in the book of Genesis, there's just one subject. The subject was this: God loves you and God sent a gift your way. And I will tell you this morning, that gift is precious if you'll receive Him as your Lord and Savior. The Word of God was precious in those days. But can I say, He's still precious today. It's still precious today. I didn't make it precious. Can I tell you, just because I'm preaching on this morning, Brother Toe, it don't make it precious. It's precious. It's already precious, thank God. It was precious when it was first spoken. But can I tell you, I'm glad that I can hoop a holler still in our day that God's Word has not failed us. I'm glad I can say God's Word is faithful. I'm glad that I can say God's Word's not gonna fail you. Amen. It's precious today, and it's going to be precious tomorrow. Thank God. What a blessing. Why is it precious? Because it came personal. You remember where you was at that night, that day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way to Sunday. Y'all sing that song? Y'all remember what it was that got you? It wasn't your math book. It wasn't your science book. It wasn't your How to Cook Biscuits book. Some of you need to read that. It's the Word of God. You think about your life, the success of your life, without that book. I hope you're with me this morning and can say, when God began to preach it to me, that book became precious. As a 7-year-old child, I didn't understand it all. Still, as a 43-year-old man, I still don't understand it all. But can I tell you right now, that book's made a difference in me. You say, why did it make a difference, preacher? Because it became personal. He wasn't just writing to the masses. He was writing to me. How many have ever had that experience? And you know this morning, you know without a shadow of a doubt, that God's word made a difference in your life. Change you from the inside out. It's a convicting book. It's a correcting book. But it took root in my life. I want to tell you something this morning, that God, through the convicting work of the Holy Ghost, helped me to see my lost condition and the need of a Savior. Maybe you need to let the Word of God become precious in your heart. I skipped over a lot today, but the Bible said over there in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture, how many? All Scripture is given. That means that's a gift. All Scripture, can I say it this way this morning? All Scripture is precious. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable, number one, for doctrine. What does that mean, preacher? Doctrine is this. Doctrine is what the Bible teaches us about Jesus. It's what the Bible teaches us concerning salvation and baptism and sanctification and separation. And that's what the Bible teaches us. Now listen to this. Profitable for doctrine. Number two, profitable for correction. How many knows it's good for doctrine, raise your hand. You learn something from it. How many also know it's good for correction? It will show you what you're doing wrong. The next one's this. The next one's not just correction, but reproof. Once you know what's wrong, you've got to take what you know's wrong about you and you've got to apply it. Do you know that? Listen this morning. If you keep doing what's wrong, you'll always do what's wrong. And you'll never do what's right. But when you know what's wrong, God will also show you through correction how to fix what's wrong in your life so that you don't do what's wrong ever again. That's application. Hey, you get stuck in a rut. Stuck in a rut, Brother Keith? You stuck in a rut? Y'all keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting great results from God? You stuck in a rut this morning? Look here. If you don't apply what the Bible said, you'll always do that which is wrong. But if you apply what the Bible says and you correct that area of your life, what you're going to find is this. You're going to climb out of that rut, friend, and you're going to start doing what's right. And God's getting ready to give you some great victory. God's getting ready to give you some great help, because the next step is this: instruction in righteousness. That's where the task comes in play. What do you mean, preacher? Instruction in righteousness is this. God can't use a dirty vessel. And so what God's looking for is somebody step out and say, God, I'll tell you something. I got something in my life that's wrong. I need to get it right. God, I've got something in it that you've demonstrated. You showed me through your word of God. And I got to get that thing straight now. I got to get it right. Well, after I do, God, put me on the mission. Put me to doing something for the glory of God. Look here, men. Your home will always be wrong until you apply what that book teaches, how it teaches it, about how to be a godly father. Ladies, you're never gonna know how to be a godly wife, a godly woman, until you follow this book. It'll teach you all the way, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you need to come this morning.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.